Both are very good readings, actually, to reflect on, but I'm going to focus on the first reading from the letter of St. James, since we have another great reading in terms of reflection. The idea, one of the things I learned early on, a priest had kind of counseled me, is to consider the source. That whenever people are saying things to us, it's very important to take a look at the people who are saying, to consider the source, because the source is just as important as what is being said. And when we take a look at the advice that James is giving, he talks about the gift of wisdom. And he's like, if you're going to pick up the gift of wisdom from above, from God, and you're going to hear it from people, it's very important to consider who's telling you that. He said, because if you have jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, if you're very boastful and you are false to the truth, in other words, in one who lies, it's very important to pay attention to that, because the words that come out of that person's mouth may sound pretty wise, but probably is not. And that's why he says, when there is jealousy and there's greed and there's ambition, these things cloud our thinking. And I think that that's why you can have some people who justify about anything. And it's often true that when, let's say, two people are living together before marriage, they're going to justify that that seems to be okay. And well, of course you would, because that's the way you're living. And we can do that oftentimes. People who swear, they say, well, it's not a big deal to swear. Well, of course you don't think it's a big deal, because that's what you do. And you know that it's important to take a look at the kind of persons. That's why St. James says, let him show his works by a good life. If you live a good life in the way that Christ calls us, you then begin to see the wisdom, and you also begin to have the wisdom that comes from above. You know, when someone speaks poorly of another person, and maybe it's like, oh, I wondered about that person, you know. Of course, you're listening to them, and you think, oh, that person, you know, he's telling me something that's very important for me to know. But then you come to realize that in the end, the person who's talking to you is jealous of the other one, or sees something as envious, or sees something about him. You can see that would cloud the person's judgment, right? Because anything that stems from our own sins does cloud the wisdom and the truth that comes from God. That's why St. James says, the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's peaceable, it's gentle, it's compliant, it's full of mercy and good fruits. That's how you can tell, because it bears good fruit. You know, it doesn't have insincerity, and it is constant. And that's very important when we're looking for the wisdom that comes from God, and hopefully all of you are looking for some sort of wisdom from the Lord, to see the world the way the Lord does. And the wisdom from above will not have things like jealousy and selfish ambition and be boastful and arrogant, and will be honest. May it be our challenge, not only for ourselves, when we hear and we're looking for the truth, to know where this source is coming from, but then also too for ourselves, to be careful that the wisdom we spout out of our mouths really comes from above and not maybe clouded by our own sinfulness.